Good morning.
Good morning.
What would you like for breakfast?
The usual.
No, not today.
Today, I'm going to do something special for you.
Why is that? Why today?
Because today is the day.
What's so special about today?
It's National Cheesesteak Day.
Cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak.
Have you ever eaten a cheesesteak?
For breakfast?
It'll change your life.
Let's start the show.
Honey, we're going to need some Pepto.
And I need some Pepto.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I wonder if the sales of Tums has gone up through the last year and, year and a month? Oh. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today, and good morning to you. So lots to do today, so I'm just going to jump right into it for you. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you believe the crisis at the southern border will have an effect on jobs here in Nevada? Yes or no? A lot of people just flooding into this country. So I want to hear from you. Yesterday's poll question, when hiring, which of the following should be considered? 5% of those participating in the poll said education. 2% said weight. 93% said none of the above. You should be hired because of your qualifications, i.e. education. I don't know about education in there, but, you know, a lot of people learn by doing. So you could be passing or can't afford the higher education. I think you need to look at the individual that you're actually looking at, their drive. You know, what happened to giving people a chance? You could be passing up on the most amazing employee because people are looking at, oh, well, you know, they have a Harvard degree. Really? Does that make them a people person? Well, now people have to look at that degree twice. It's like, huh, how did they get into that fancy school? Did they actually earn their way in? Was somebody being paid to take tests for them? We have to go back to looking at people, looking at the value of people. Speaking of the value of people, at what point, this article was sent to me this morning. I wasn't looking at it this way yesterday, but now I have to after watching all of the news from the shooting in Colorado. This is coming out from the National Pulse. And the headline is, all 10 Boulder, Colorado victims were white. It's time to end anti-white race hate. So the shooting before this, it was all about race. Because 6 of the 8 victims were Asian. And now, maybe you just heard from the top of the hour, Mazie Hirono is saying, hey, we're not voting for anything until we get this type of person in a position that we want. Again, not qualifications, race. Is there an anti-white bias going on? I hate to think that, because I hate to think that there's any bias going on. And now we are in a very, very heated debate. Democrat Representative Escobar is calling for the end to the filibuster to pass common sense gun violence prevention legislation. It has been day one, not just of this administration, not just of the Obama administration, not just of the Clinton administration. It just seems like any time a Democrat is given the slightest bit of control, we see it right here in Nevada with what's going on at our legislature. AB 286. Democrats, all they do is want to remove your Second Amendment right, and they will keep chipping away at it. Even Jen Psaki won't answer the question if Biden is considering using executive orders. I don't care what he does. I don't care what the Congress does. It is all unconstitutional. The founding fathers worded the Second Amendment the way they did, literally for today's time. There is no doubt in my mind about that. Your right to bear arms shall not be infringed upon. It didn't say, excuse me, it didn't say anything about muskets. It didn't say anything about, hunting. It didn't say anything about whatever these are coming up with. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I pray for every single person that has lost their life to gun violence. And I feel sorry for their families that they have to go through that. But it is not because of law-abiding citizens. It is because of criminals. It is because of the mentally ill who should not be around firearms. You don't restrict other people's rights to try and solve a problem that may or may not be driven by those who are trying to take away that right. This is not a Republican versus Democrat issue. This is an Americans versus the government's issue. You will have no rights if the Second Amendment falls. That's why Charlton Heston said, "From my cold, dead hand." Because I don't know if these people in Congress actually accept or even realize the fact what Americans of all races, all religions, all genders, will do to protect that right. Because the people who are awake, the people who see this, they understand. They're not stupid. We get the fact that there is a push for federalized, globalized law enforcement. That's why every legislature that is Democrat controlled is looking at stripping more control away from local police forces. That's the way it is. Because if they can diminish, defund, whatever you want to call it, they're going to hurt communities. So please, do not let this happen. We need to reopen the legislature. We need to get more people involved. Because the UN is just a step away. Why do you think Obama was so hot on getting that arms treaty? Because that treaty, if the world government is saying, you don't have a constitution, guess what? The Democrats are going to follow with that because that's part of their plan. My plan is to have you as educated as possible. So, we're going to take a quick break. I want you to think about the fact that we've got two more chocolate bunnies to give away in this 2 hours. Well, now, hour and 40 minutes. Your chance to win one is coming up very shortly. We thank the chocolate shop for supplying those handmade chocolate bunnies filled with either marshmallow or peanut butter. It's the Monica Jay Show. We're back with legislative bills right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Miami Beach, Spring Break 2021.
The CDC reminds you, COVID is highly infectious and deadly. Advising everyone to self-isolate for at least 10 days in no groups larger than 10.
No masks, no condoms, no protection. Looks like some of these co-eds are going to be coming home with more than an education.
Hip-hop, you're ready.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You know you're always my priority. So I'll get to the legislative bills in just a moment. Want to take a phone call? 884-9910, talk and text. Mike's on the line. Hi, Mike. You want to talk about the National Guard?
Yeah, Monica. The National Guard was not formed until 1903, and in the composition that we know it today, that was 1933. The National Guard likes to say that it was formed in 1636, 1637. That's well over 100 years, 150 years before we were even formed as a country. So this is what they like to say. It was formed in Massachusetts in the early 1600s, and that is absolutely not true. We had militias that formed our security. Our governors don't have full control over our militias. The federal government can take over our National Guard at any time. That's why they're over in Iraq fighting in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
You know, it's for our national interest and our borders and protecting our country. They'd all be here. So,
you know,
so people that want to say that, they're totally wrong.
What concerns me, Mike, I was going to bring this up later on in the show, but since you brought up this subject, this is an article that I found coming from WND, news, and newly uncovered documents show Pentagon's plan targeting conservatives. So, warning of a sudden new threat of extremism from the right. The Pentagon is indoctrinating military service members in a program packed with progressive ideology and misstatements about the Constitution, according to former Department of Justice lawyer J. Christian Adams. That's pretty scary that the military would even be thinking of dividing the ranks. I mean, we saw this at the White House with the National Guard as the Biden administration was going through and actually taking people out and sending them home or having them stand down if they had any political bias, you know, i.e. Republicans or supporting Trump.
Yeah, you know, look at, you know, we were all hoping that Trump is going to call us in. Trump is going to mobilize the people and mobilize the military. He never did that because I don't think the military, the rank and file are with him. But the people at the Pentagon and those upper, the people in the higher echelons, I think they're all communists. I don't even know at the end if Trump was even president anymore. And I don't think any of us really know. Was Pence president at that point? Did they already remove Trump and he had no power?
You know, it just it's hard to believe that we've been so blind that we've actually gotten this far, that we have to have conversations like this. You know, is from that first moment that people started disregarding or figuring out ways with all of the lawyers, you know, figuring out ways with, vague writings and things like that in their opinions towards the Constitution. We've been on a downward spiral for decades.
For a long time. But look at BLM. They were never considered terrorists or anything wrong or Antifa. You had, there was a CNN saying it's mostly peaceful protest when the whole city of Minneapolis is on fire behind them in the background.
It's taken a long time
because they're all communists.
It's taken a long time to get to this point. But now people are seeing that the media is controlled, that politicians are controlled. It's pretty sad, but we're here.
Yeah.
We'll.
Yes, I got a text about a pro-gun rally at the Capitol this weekend. I don't know if you've seen that yet or not. At our Capitol here in Carson. So.
No, I haven't seen that. If you see something, send it over to me and.
I will text it over to you. No, I'll forward it over to you guys.
All right. All right. Thanks, Mike. Great conversation. Thanks for calling in. It's the Monica Jay Show. And, you know, that's the thing. Everybody has different opinions on this and that. But we should have no differing opinions on the Constitution or the Bill of Rights of this country. That is how, well, anybody that can get on camera right now is dividing this country in so many ways. Maskers versus non-maskers, vaxxers versus non-vaxxers, races, religions, genders. They are literally throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at us to make sure that we are divided. We have to wake up to this. We have to make sure that we are on point with people's rights, good and bad, whether you believe in it or not. We cannot falter from the Constitution. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. We've only got a very brief amount of time here, but Lee is on the line, and I know Lee is patriot in the greatest sense. Lee, thanks for calling into the program today. What's on your mind?
How you doing? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing well. I put the announcement on your page. We couldn't have the mask burning. The fire department said it was too hazardous. And so we're going to carry guns on Saturday. I put the announcement out. I would put them at the meeting tonight. Starting at 10 o'clock. And with the pro Second Amendment rally, bring your guns. We're opening carry. Just be responsible for your actions. And I'm very adamant about this. As you can tell in my voice, I'm not joking around. I'm tired of this. So that's what we're doing on Saturday at 10 o'clock down at the Capitol.
All right. Pro Second Amendment. Peaceful. We'll show you what a real peaceful rally is all about, what it actually looks like. Pro Second Amendment. Amen. Open carry rally at the Capitol. Lee, thank you so much for helping get this together. And Lee, by the way, is actually going to run for Senate for the seat that's being held by Ben Kiekeffer right now, but he's termed out. So there's good people that are starting to get their voices out there that they're going to be running for office. And this is what I want to see. I want to see patriots running for office. True patriots, people who believe in the Constitution of this country, running for all offices. Please, if we don't get our voices heard, they're going to be silenced forever. We'll be back after this Fox News break with, well, your voice has already been silenced somewhat at the legislature. We'll go through a couple of bills that are being talked about. Right now, though, caller number 5 at 884-9910. Going to give you a chance to win that chocolate bunny from the chocolate shop here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Oh, yeah. Yee-hoo. Yee-haw. Whatever we can get, as long as people participate. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, is the crisis at the border going to have an effect on jobs here in Northern Nevada? What do you think? Love to hear from you today. And 93%, none of the above should be considered when hiring someone. It should be their qualifications, not as Maisie Hirono is pushing, you know. It's got to be about race. It's got to be about ethnicity. No. And I hope you're realizing they're not backtracking. The media is just changing its tune. Because when the Colorado shooting originally happened, it was a white guy. But no. The Boulder shooting suspect, Ahmed Alisa, posted anti-Trump messages. But we can't go see those now because everything's been scrubbed. Huh. Cancel culture can go back years and find things that you've said on Facebook, Twitter, whatnot. But we can't see the rhetoric that was posted from this guy. Ugh, the hypocrisy. It just gets me. We're back into political camps. The guy wasn't an evil white Trump supporter. And Atlanta wasn't about Asians. It's about how the media portrays it to you. All right, let's get back here to Nevada ACR2, the Reopen Nevada bill, would terminate Governor Sisolak's declaration of emergency. Whatever you can do, contact your legislators today. Email, phone, if you're lucky enough to have their cell numbers, text. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Big congratulations to Richard of Reno on his big win. He's going to go by and pick up his chocolate bunny right now so he has it for his kids for Easter. Thank you to the chocolate shop for supplying us with so many marshmallow or peanut butter filled chocolate bunnies just in time for the big day, the big event when so many people come together for Easter Sunday and the big family meals. And that's what we need more of, the family gathering together. We've had over a year of, oh, don't hug grandma, you know, and it's turned out to be such squat, such BS. So please, get with your families, go to your church. Remember what it's all about. Let's get back to our legislature. That big building down in the Capitol complex on Main Street in Carson City that you are locked out of. All right. AJR 11. The None of the Above Act would actually put teeth in Nevada's unique existing law by disqualifying candidates if NOTA, none of the above, wins at the ballot box and provides for alternative candidates and or special elections. Wouldn't you actually like to see that? How many times have we seen candidates that nobody's running against them, but people are not happy with that choice? NOTA, None of the Above Act. That's AJR 11, if you want to check it out at Nellis. AJR 12, the Slam and Jam Prevention Act, would require that all bills in their entirety and without amendment be posted online for public review for at least 48 hours before being voted on. How about that? That's pretty cool, don't you think? I think that there should also be a caveat in there that all legislators have to fully read the bill and check off on it, that they read it, that they understand it. Co-sponsors are Wheeler, Dickman, Matthews, MacArthur, and Ellison. I think this is a great start. Plus, I like the name, the Slam Jam Prevention Act. AJR 12, that is an awesome assembly joint resolution. See, there are some good things that could be happening in the legislature, but with the Democrats being in control, do you actually think that they'll go for any of that? Just a thought. All right, AB 232, the Cutting Out Non-Essential Spending Act. It would create an anti-appropriations legislative committee that does nothing but look for non-essential spending that can and should be cut from the budget. Another great idea. There used to be a project where people would be rewarded if they reported the waste from their state departments. A lot of it came in the form of the Department of Transportation. But this is where we could really excel. Rewarding people for reporting waste in government and getting it taken care of. So if we need a legislative committee, I'm totally for that. Again, you're going to hear the same names. Matthews, Dickman, Wheeler, Ellison, and MacArthur. AB 232. Cutting out non-essential spending. Wouldn't that be amazing? When we've got homeless problems, when we've got vets not being taken care of, when we've got children out there that are being neglected, when we've got so many mental issues that need to be taken care of, let's get rid of the non-essential and start getting money to the essential. AB 120, the Emergency Small Business Relief Act. It would eliminate the state business license fee for certain businesses. I'm all for that. These little mom and pop shops that are trying to compete with the big guys, I doubt if the Democrats will go for that because, once again, Democrats are about eliminating small business and working with the corporate giants. The Democrats keep saying that they're the party of the people. They're the party of the working class. I wonder if they just tell that to themselves in the mirror every morning when they get up, not really understanding that what they put out there is not for the working class. You know, kind of like their affirmations. I am working for the middle class. I am working for the working class. I am doing good for those who need help. Yeah, right. All right. Again, it's the Monica Jay Show. My opinion. I've got another opinion coming up for you in just a moment that, it's going to scare the hell out of you. And I'm sorry, but I got to wake you up. We're going to go, it's going to be kind of a throwback Thursday, but we're going to do it on Wednesday. How about that? We're going to go back to 2014 right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. So even though I have just a two-hour show, I hope Jerry's listening, just a two-hour show, always trying for that third hour, you know, just help me out here. Let Jerry know you want it. So I spend probably 8 to 10 hours doing show research, going through sound bites, going through articles, going through YouTube videos to find what I need. And last night, I came across some audio that I made sure to send into my guys so it would be better quality than me holding my phone up to the microphone, because I wanted you to really hear it. And at some point I'm going to play it again because you have to hear this. So Dan's getting it ready, but I want you to understand that this audio is from 2014. And it is Representative John Howler. And the bill, if you want to look it up, is, or House resolution, it's H.R. 8791. And this is how our freedoms have been removed. And our legislators, you know, our congressmen, women, our senators, don't tell us what's really going on in Washington, D.C. This is from the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. It's less than 2 minutes of audio, but about a minute in, I want you to really listen for Representative Howler's, well, he sounds a little concerned. Dan, go ahead.
She'll now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, dollars to prepare for a national level terrorist attack and or attack from classified. Funding for first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of national population being affected by classified. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on classified or the first large-scale outbreak of classified, dependent upon which comes first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irradiated classified, with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating, classified, and or all of the above, in such event as classified spewing, classified escape, are released or otherwise become uncontrollable. Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strengths. Should event occur in urban areas, that's classified, far surpassing our darkest nightmares. Should casualties exceed classified body disposal actions, shall be halted and associated resources shall be reallocated to classified underground, classified protected birthing centers. A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your votes.
So please cast your votes.
Wow. Did you really grasp? Did you grasp the importance of that? Not only when he stopped and had to pause and say Jesus because he was finally getting what he was reading, the extent of it, but in that bill, a new Bill of Rights would be drafted and approved by classified. The money, classified. The group, classified. I don't know, but a lot of the terms that he was using, spewing, containment, that sounded almost like a biological agent. It sounded a lot like some sort of virus. I just want you to think about that. I want you to think about, well, I hope just listening to the audio, you started thinking about what's going on around us. What is being planned for us? The Georgia Guidestones. the story that I told you earlier about the military indoctrinating men and women in the military against conservatives. You know, the people who would actually fight for the Bill of Rights, fight for the Constitution. America is not what she used to be. And you need to prepare yourself for that. Because this is just one House resolution I came across. You have to ask yourself how many others are out there that are classified by the inner workings of a government that is far too powerful. They're supposed to work for us, and that's not the case. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update.